Hi guys, and welcome back to Valpkonsult Podden. I'm Valpkonsulten and my name is Petra Harvankova. If you're not yet following me, so you can find me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, Amazon Music, Radio Public. You can find me on Stitcher, Podbean. It's all over the place. Everywhere where you find podcasts, you can find me. And you can contact me on my Instagram, and you can also follow me there. My name is Valpkonsulten on Instagram. And on Facebook, I'm Valpkonsultpodden. You can also contact me through my webpage, www.valpkonsulten.com. You can also call me, and you find my telephone number on my webpage. Actually, first I thought I was going to make some more episodes, and then I decided I will actually just take a summer break because it's been really hot the last days, and it feels like I might be better off going to the archipelago and being by the sea. So that's what I'm going to do. And after the break, I'm going to come back in the end of August. I have quite a lot of thoughts about topics I would like to talk in the next season. There is a guy, his name is Dr. Farzad Gudarzi. And he is a founder of an application called Dr. Healthu. It is a prescription application. It's like personalized recipes for your dog. So you put in your dog's breed and age and sex. I think that's it. And then you also write what kind of ingredients you have or you want to get. And then it's AI system, so just in some minutes, it will give you a recipe in with exact amounts of the ingredients you should put in the food. So it's like a super professional way to give your dog normal food, and it's formulated to meet the nutritional standards. And I will talk to him soon, so that's in the pipeline. I would also like to talk about old dogs, like 10 plus, like what's good about it, what's challenging, how you can treat an older dog, what you should expect of an older dog, how you can make the life of an older dog better. Another topic that I'm thinking about, and there is this question that people ask me a lot when I was a veterinarian, that was, when is the right time to put your dog to sleep? Like, how do you know that your dog is suffering? And where is the point where you should kind of take the step and let your dog go? And it's always very individual, but also often quite obvious. And there are people who are good in like intuitively feeling, okay, my dog can't walk even shorter walks, he has problems sleeping because he has pain all the time, even though he's like on heavy medication, and he can't sleep because of the pain. Then that's, for example, one of the reasons. If you have a smaller breed dog and it's 15 to 17 years old, and it's showing a lot of signs of pain for a longer period, even though it's on medication, regular medication, and all different other help that most of the old dogs actually get. So that's something I would like to talk about. And another is, I met this girl in the woods who has a very shy dog. And so I got the idea of talking about shy dogs. Maybe she wants to come here and talk about her dog with me. I hope so. And if not, maybe I could get my friend who is an ethologist, Heidi, to come here and talk about it with me. Yeah, that's some of the things that I've been thinking of talking about. It would be helpful if you get in touch with me and tell what you want me to talk about. What topics is interesting for you? and what people you would like me to bring here in the podcast. Yeah, I want to thank all of you who has been listening to the podcast for your support, supporting me through listening. I also want to thank all the people that I had here in the second season. I had Gerard Ushia, and we talked about extreme breeding and what we can be doing about that. I had Anna Maria Svedberg, who is an ethologist. She has her company Ethologica, and we talked about how to introduce dogs to cats or cats to dogs. I had my friend Fredrik here talking about his Rottweiler Luna. Thank you, guys. Thank you for showing up here. I also had Bo Karlstedt from Meditech, which is a company doing allergy testing called Allergenius. That's a very interesting product and topic. I had Vi med Vove, Sophie Kummo and Kalle Neumann here. And we were talking about their big project, Vi med Vove, their forum or hub for dog people. I also had Camilla Bergvall from Djurens Rätt recently here. And we talked about a lot of things concerning animal welfare and laws on animal welfare. That is a very spontaneous talk we had there. Yeah, if you like what I'm talking about, please subscribe. You can also find some of the podcasts on YouTube. My channel is called Valpkonsultpodden on YouTube. And subscribe by hitting the bell icon both on YouTube and on your podcast provider. Thank you guys for listening to me. I hope this is helpful. Give me some comments about what you think about all these themes that I was talking about. And I'll get back to you after summer. Thank you. Have a good day or have a good night and have a good life.